BBC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Lashane Jolly as Elizabeth, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Big Lies, Little Lies by Peter McKenna.
Lucinda is Sir Fraser Anderson's daughter.
It's a long conversation.
Perhaps over a drink?
He wouldn't actually consider letting her get hands-on, would he?
What do you think you're doing?
I volunteer to tell the relatives, and you take this opportunity to grab all the good cases. I don't think so.
No, no, Elizabeth!
I'm her name, Nurse. She's gonna get the presidential treatment.
You had no choice.
How would you know, Cal?
Just know, Andy. I know.
You stay away from me, you interfering cow. Get off my case and stop hassling me. And don't look at me like you know what I'm thinking, because you don't. You know nothing about me!
In Lulu's sleek convertible.
If we're late, I'm blaming you.
I'm just doing my part for the environment. Two people, one shower, half the water.
No, when you spend twice as long when you're in there. We could always pop back to mine for lunch, if you promise to be quick.
I'm in Holby Care all day, and I've got a bile duct exploration this afternoon.
Oh, I've seen it up Cody, but never a BDE. I could assist you. That way we could spend all day together.
No, I can't do that. Sasha is your mentor.
I almost forgot. Dr. Dynamic.
Hey, be nice.
I don't see why you can't do it. You both know what a great teacher you are.
I think me mentoring you would be a serious conflict of interest.
They get out of the car.
All right. I tell you what. I will speak to him, and I'll see what I can do about you scrubbing in. Okay? I think it's probably best if we part company here.
You're ashamed of me.
It's the first rule of office relationships. Be discreet.
So we're in a relationship now, are we?
I'll see you around.
Michael strides towards Holby's main entrance.
Michael?
He stops.
You forgot this.
Heads turn as she holds up a briefcase. Elizabeth.
You have to eat.
I don't want it.
If you don't eat, you won't get better.
I know what you're trying to do, you know. You're not fooling me.
Mum, it's just cornflakes.
You always lied to me, even as a child. I could tell when you was lying, and I still can.
Please, just a spoon. Mum!
It's okay. You sort yourself out. I'll look after you.
I'm fine.
You feed me. I want you to feed me.
Conceding defeat, Elizabeth turns and walks away. Chantel smiles at Simone, who fixes her with an uneasy look.
My baby girl's trying to poison me.
I'm sure she's not, Mrs. Tate.
Oh, she is. She's been giving me pills, trying to kill me.
To Lulu.
Double espresso. Someone's been up all night. Or is it tonight that's the late one? Because I could order one too. I'll join you.
It's Greg, isn't it?
That's right.
Consultant Darwin?
Registrar.
I like my men more commanding officer than foot soldier.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Better get that cleaned up.
If you slip and fall now, it's a four-figure settlement, guaranteed.
Excuse me?
That's liquid gold you're standing in. Nick Horton, solicitors. No win, no fee.
Dad, come on.
Are you okay?
I'm looking after her.
No, wait here, I'll find you a porter.
A tearful blonde nurse scuttles away from Sahira as Greg approaches.
I've had her crying on my shoulder all morning.
All I said was she was a bit possessive for me.
No, I think your exact words were clingy, like napalm.
It sounds much worse out of context.
So are you planning on sleeping with all the nurses?
Nope, just the female ones. You know what it's like when a place closes down. People's inhibitions magically disappear. It's like the last days of Rome, without the togas.
Yeah, well, all I know is that we're a nurse down, which means more work for everyone, especially you.
Let's hope I'm more valued in my next job.
Oh, so you've got something lined up?
No, A fancy spell in the private sector. Six-figure salary and party-friendly hours.
Well, be sure to put that on your application. It's bound to impress.
Simone pops a pill in her mouth.
There. Right. That's you done, Mrs. Tate. Anything else you need, just give me a call.
As soon as Chantelle's left, Simone spits out the pill and pops it in a container in her bag. Chantelle joins Elizabeth at the nurse's station.
Why don't we try and brighten up your mum's bay a little? Make it a bit more homey. Maybe some photographs or nice pictures. Just something to cheer her up.
It really wouldn't make any difference.
Actually, I read a nicer hospital environment can help patients get better quicker. And when my mother was in for her gallstones, I got her these postcards of paintings. Flowers with lilies and ponds. Really pretty. Mum loved them.
The difference is my mother isn't here for her gallstones.
The woman who was sick in the coffee bar.
I hope I didn't ruin your boots.
No, they're fine.
So, this happened in Iraq.
She was helping two colleagues who'd been caught in an ambush. It's down to her. No one was killed. It was all over the papers.
Oh, we have ourselves a hero.
Yeah. Look at the condition she's in now.
Dad, I'm fine here on my own.
How long have you had these pains?
Just a couple of weeks.
She's been in bits.
I can speak for myself. The last few days have been quite bad.
Scarring indicates a laparotomy, and I'm feeling some signs of guarding. What do you think, Dr. Hutchison?
An FBC, user knees, amylase, liver function tests, and run an abdominal CT.
Very good. Let's check BP.
I don't know about you, Doctor, but that looks like a Mickey Mouse job to me.
Well, the Army have some excellent surgeons. I'm sure she was very well looked after.
Yeah, well, you have to say that, but we both know anyone worth their salt is in Harley Street, making proper money.
97 over 68.
Right, let's put Susie on half hourly obs and book that scan. We're going to run some tests, and I'll let you know when your medical records come in. OK?
Don't worry. We'll get to the bottom of this.
I hear Mr. Spencer's doing a bile duct exploration today. Be really exciting to scrub in on that.
I have something even more exciting for you. The Great Grape Challenge. Now, to succeed, you have to sew it back together with at least four interrupted sutures. No ripping, no sagging.
Lulu looks incredulous.
It's not as easy as it looks.
A bearded patient in his early 40s clutches his chest in pain.
Somebody, please! I need a doctor!
A slightly younger woman stands anxiously at the foot of his bed.
I need a GTN infusion.
10 micrograms of glycerol trinitrate.
Mr. Reed, I need you to try and breathe deeply, OK? Breathe deeply.
Sahira injects him through a cannula and his breathing eases. The auburn-haired woman looks relieved.
Is he OK? Your husband's just had an angina attack, but we've stabilised him. Oh,
this won't affect his operation.
Well, I don't see any reason why it should. The plan is to get Keith in for his bypass as soon as possible.
Greg, the echo and cross-match bloods aren't here.
Oh, should be. They were scheduled for first thing this morning.
Is something wrong?
No, I'm sure there's just a delay at the lab.
It's taking me this long to get him in here. I don't want any hold-up.
I'll chase him up.
In a corridor.
He should be back by now. Who's looking after that?
Nurse Carol, before her emotions got the better of her.
A scan.
Small bleed in the peritoneal cavity. Better check theatres available this afternoon.
I'll do it now.
And call the psychiatric team about Mrs. Tate. Find out what time they'd be ready for her.
She's moving today.
Yep. We need that bed.
I'm not sure she's ready for that.
So, what would you suggest, Nurse Lee?
Well, I just think it would be quite nice if Mrs. Tate had more time to recuperate here before being moved.
You are aware that this is a surgical ward, not a convalescent home?
Yeah, but the thing about keeping her here is she'll be able to spend more time with Elizabeth. Because they're not getting on very well right now, and I think it'd be a good chance for them to mend the relationship here, together.
Or, it's just a thought. We could follow hospital protocol and move the patient when she's ready to be moved. Call the psych ward, please.
Using two pairs of forceps, Lulu feeds a threaded curved suture needle through the two halves of a grape. grape falls apart and she dumps it frustratedly with other grapes in a kidney dish. As she rips off her latex gloves, she sees Michael emerge from a lift.
Doctor, any word back from Susie's test?
No, not yet. Shouldn't be much longer, though.
I don't mean to fuss, but I know she's a lot worse than she's letting on.
She probably doesn't want to worry you.
I am worried. And all I want to do is make sure she's okay.
Let's wait for her test results. We'll have a much clearer idea how she is then.
Doctor, you will let me know what's going on. Because Susie's not telling me anything. I mean, she's always been an independent miss, thinks she can look after herself. But I'm a father. I just want to help.
Mr. Horton, I'll let you know just as soon as I hear anything.
So here's how we're going to do it.
What's all the excitement?
Frieda's doing the BDE with Mrs. Spence.
Congratulations.
Lulu beams a false smile and Frieda gives a double thumbs up.
Do you know your mother's being moved today?
Yes, Mr. Malik has told me.
I asked the psych ward to hold off till this afternoon.
Why would you do that?
So you two can spend some time together before she leaves.
You heard her. I'm the last person she wants to see.
That's not her talking, Elizabeth. It's the schizophrenia. She's never had the proper treatment, but now she's on the right support, it'll be different. It'll be like having your mum back. That's worth giving a chance, hey?
I don't have time for this.
Let me organise everything. All you need to do is turn up. Trust me.
Elizabeth wavers.
I don't know.
It's probably just teething, but I'll check on him if you want. I'm glad you called me, yes. All right, OK, bye.
Overprotective mothers. Yet, probably did me no harm.
I hate to be awkward, but Mr. Spence led me to believe that I'd be assisting him today.
Ah, as your lord and mentor, I pulled rank.
You stopped me doing it?
I thought we could spend some quality time together. It'd be fun. The grape challenge is only the beginning of the delights I have in store for you today.
I could do both. Spend time with you and assist Mr. Spence.
Well, to be honest, I wanted Frieda to scrub in. She needs a boost after last week.
Maybe after a full-scale theatre meltdown, what she needs is a break. I mean, if she wanted to swap assignments, you wouldn't mind?
No. That's what you both want. I suppose it's okay with me.
Susie? Doctor, it just came on now.
91 over 66.
Right, let's get her into theatre.
Sahira opens an envelope. Inside is an unsigned congratulations card bearing the handwritten message, "Congratulations on saving your own job."
Congratulations in order?
No, I think somebody's made a mistake. I've decided not to quit, after all. I'm staying on.
That's good. Well done.
What about you? Have you heard anything more from St. James's?
As I feared, hardly any theatre time.
That's crazy. If they knew how good you are, they'd change their minds.
Well, not sure it would make any difference at this stage.
Well, you don't know unless you fight for it.
Greg's with a pretty nurse.
Excuse me. Did you chase up Mr. Reed's bloods?
Yeah, and you're not going to like it. It seems the echo also slipped Nurse Carroll's mind.
We're talking about a coronary bypass. Time isn't exactly on his side.
Let's hope he's got some decent life assurance.
Can I have a word with you, Mr. Douglas?
He flashes a backward glance at the nurse and smirks as he follows Sahira.
Do you even care how much of a mess you've created here?
It's not my fault she went home in a strop. Okay, that may have been partly my fault, but she should have been professional enough to do her job before she flounced out.
You want to talk professionalism after the way you've been behaving?
When I'm here, I do my job. Everything else is my own business.
No, not if you're obnoxious and it's impacting on my patients. Greg, this can't go on. I know what happened with Andy was difficult.
Why are you even bringing that up?
You know why. You obviously have a problem and you're refusing to do anything about
it. You call it a problem. I call it having fun.
Really? Because from where I'm standing, it doesn't look like you're enjoying it much.
Well, if that's everything, I'd better get back to work. Don't want anyone questioning my professionalism.
Not quite.
A file.
Your mess, your patient. And if anything happens to Keith Reed because of this delay, it's on your head.
A tattoo.
When did you get that done?
It's a rose and crown.
I know what it is. When?
last week.
You're not supposed to get a tattoo before having surgery.
Never heard that.
Tell him. You're not supposed to get a new tattoo before having surgery.
If it isn't fully healed, it can present a slight risk. But for an urgent procedure like this, it really is the least of our worries.
See, and he knows what he's talking about.
You do realise that's not good news.
My wife's a practical one. I'm more of an optimist.
Fantasist.
That's why we work so well. We complement each other. I'm the shop window, and she's the goods in the back.
Brian Clough?
Best manager ever.
Are you joking? What about Ferguson?
Come on, there's no comparison. I could win the league with all the money he's got.
Excuse me. Shouldn't we be discussing my husband's life-saving operation? What's the problem?
We're going to have to do Keith's bloods again. There's been a mix-up in the lab.
You mean cock-up?
Come on, eh? It's not his fault the lab's messed up.
No, it's your fault. If you'd gone to the doctor when I asked, this wouldn't be so bloody urgent.
Listen, nobody's to blame. These things just happen.
When's he going to get his operation?
Oh, increase the GTN 5 micrograms.
Keith!
It's OK. Breathe.
Oh, my God.
Suction, please.
Lulu's assisting Sasha on Suze's operation. Sasha peers into a large vertical gash in Suze's abdomen.
Ah, there's a blockage.
Clotting? Mm.
Forceps. Thank you.
Some fibrous tissue.
Mm, look at that.
Explains the smell.
You see, Lulu, who needs a BDE and Mr. Spence when you can have Mr. Levy and a rotting bowel?
Later.
We discovered some clotting and had to remove part of your bowel, but there's no reason why you shouldn't make a full recovery.
I think I know what might have caused it. I just got Susie's files. She was given factor 7A after the shooting.
Well, I think that's a bit of a long shot.
I don't agree. Factor 7A is a clotting agent, and Susie's complications were caused by clotting.
Excuse me. Leaves your body after 24 hours, and she was given it months ago.
A clot could have formed back then and gone unnoticed until now.
It's very unlikely.
But it's possible.
I know all about Factor 7A.
Why didn't you mention anything?
I couldn't say anything in front of my father. I don't want him to know about this.
I like you. You're a good girl. You look after me well.
We all look after you, Mrs. Tate.
Are we going on a trip?
More like a picnic.
I like picnics.
Elizabeth's waiting in a gazebo.
No, not her. I don't want her anywhere near me.
It's okay, Mrs. Tate. It's just a picnic. It'll be fine.
No, she wants to hurt me. She tried to kill me.
I told you this was a bad idea.
Just give it a few minutes. This is what you both need. Somewhere to talk in private. Come on, Mrs. Tate. No one wants to hurt me. Why don't you sit down? Come on. There we go. I brought food. Who wants juice?
Simone eyes Elizabeth warily. Lulu spots Frieda at the nurse's station in AAU.
All ready for the big op? I think it's fantastic you're doing this. I know Sasha's worried about you after what happened last week. He thinks the pressure of going straight back into theatre might be too much. It is a major procedure. But I told him he'd be fine.
No. Maybe he's right. I can't go back to surgery, not so soon.
Do you think you can do me a favour and do it for me?
Really?
No, not really.
A little less transparent next time, maybe?
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, you are hot.
Elliot.
I hope you understand that it's not easy for me coming to you like this, Mr. Hansen. I know we haven't always got on.
He fishes in his pocket for a piece of paper.
I've always seen eye to eye on everything, but I hope that in the time that we have worked together that I have demonstrated that I'm a good surgeon. Good? No, not good. Fine? No. Competent. Professional.
professional surgeon.
Doctor, I just wanted to know how Susie's doing.
I think Mr. Levy explained to you about the operation.
Well, he said something about thrombosis, but what exactly does that mean?
Your daughter had a clot in her bowels, so we had to operate.
Because of the shooting?
Yes, indirectly.
So it mightn't be.
I think you should talk to your daughter about this.
She's telling me even less than you.
Right now, there's not an awful lot to tell.
You have no idea how hard this is. My little girl nearly died, and I don't know why.
Mr. Horton, I have to respect patient confidentiality.
But you said you'd tell me what's going on. Please, Doctor, I just want to know what's wrong with her.
Pastor Carl had a church picnic every summer. We never missed one. Everybody made food. I used to make my goat curry. He loves my goat curry. All the children played together.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Mrs. Tate.
Everybody except Elizabeth. Nobody played with her.
Let's not talk about the past.
Such a solemn child.
Why don't I give you two some privacy?
You're leaving?
That'd be nice. You and Elizabeth spending some time together. A family picnic. I won't be long.
Left alone with her daughter, Simone bears a sulky frown.
I ran into Pastor Carl at the weekend. He was asking for you.
Put this in the bin.
He said he might try and visit you soon. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
No, baby girl.
Mum, I'm just trying to talk to you.
That one, over there.
With her head turned away from her, Simone points over Elizabeth's shoulder. Lulu appears to have successfully sutured two halves of a grape together, but when she picks it up, the stitching sags and a gap opens up between them.
This is ridiculous. I should be getting proper mentoring.
Oh, like the type Michael Spence can provide.
At least I wouldn't be here playing with fruit.
Look, don't pin all your hopes on Mr. Spence, okay?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Just tell me.
He's known to have a very short attention span.
Like most men.
And some of the girls call him the panda because he eats, shoots, and leaves.
I'm not stupid. I don't expect anything from this. Just a bit of fun for both of us.
In that case, you have nothing to worry about then.
The tattoo on Keith's right calf.
The rose and crown. Because I'm a prince among men, and my wife's a little prickly. Actually, I got it done for our wedding anniversary. It's the pub where I proposed to her. Bit of a dump, really. Urinals were chained to the wall.
Might have been easier if you just took her out to dinner.
That would be too straightforward for Keith.
Yeah, go and admit it. You love the excitement.
What I'd love is to be married to a grown-up.
Yeah, you think that, but you'll get bored of it soon enough.
I see you've stopped taking your clopidogrel.
5 days ago, like we were told.
And you stopped smoking 2 months ago, so that's okay.
You told me you gave them up last year.
Well, I did mostly. It was just the odd sneaky one.
Susie's father, Nick, approaches Lulu.
Ah, Dr. Hutchison. I'm going to need you to sign this.
What is it?
It's just a basic legal statement confirming Factor 7A has caused all this.
Excuse me?
Oh, don't worry. We'll be getting detailed affidavits from all of you in due course, but this will do for now. I think we have a very strong case.
I'm sorry. What case?
Against the army for gross negligence. That drug they gave Susie almost killed her.
But it didn't.
Listen, I had my office check it out. Factor 7A increases the risk of clotting in the arteries.
I'm sorry, but that hasn't been proven.
My daughter's given that stuff, and then he dies from a clot, and you expect me to believe it's a coincidence?
A small clot from the original treatment may have built up over time, but it's highly unlikely.
That's not what Dr. Hutchison told me.
I only said it was possible it caused it.
Possible is all I need. Persuade a jury something's possible, and you're halfway there.
Right. Nobody's going to be signing anything.
Ah. I get it. The establishment closing ranks.
Dr. Hutchison, can I have a word, please?
Yes.
Frida and Eddie both lean back in their chairs to watch through a window as Sasha leads Lulu into an adjacent office.
I only said it was possible. That's all.
Why did you even mention Factor 7A to him?
Because he was worried about his daughter.
No reason not to have him jumping to silly conclusions. Susie Horton asked us not to tell her father about this. You should have respected that.
Noticing Frieda and Eddie looking at her, Lulu burns with humiliation. Greg to Keith's wife, Audrey.
Your husband's bloods and echo have been checked off. He's penciled in for surgery later today. But his heart disease is really quite advanced.
How advanced?
There's a very large buildup of plaque in his arteries. We're going to have to bypass the obstruction. This will put a lot of strain on his heart. It's not going to be easy for him.
It's not going to be easy for any of us. If he'd just gone and had this seen to in the beginning, we wouldn't be here.
It can be difficult to diagnose early stage heart disease.
A quick trip to the doctors, how hard is that?
You know what men are like.
Bury your head in the sand and bugger the consequences for everyone else.
It's done now. Keith's undergoing a very serious procedure. He'll need your support.
Her self-confidence seemingly restored, Lulu bears a broad smile as she brings Michael a takeaway hot drink.
I come bearing gifts for the intrepid surgeon.
This is what my med school dreams are made of. Foxy F1's bringing me coffee.
Did those dreams involve them scrubbing in, too?
I spoke to Sasha. He wants you to work with him today.
But I'd learn so much more observing you on the BDE.
No, it doesn't work like that. I'm not your mentor.
But you could be if you wanted to.
Come on, give him a chance. Sasha's a good guy.
Yeah, he'd make a great GP. Well, technically, you're his boss anyway. If you told him you wanted me in theatre, there's nothing he could do about it.
I can't do that.
You mean you won't? I don't see what the fuss is. I'm only asking to scrub in. It's not like it's the first ever bile duct exploration.
Lulu, it's a major procedure. Dr. Petrenko has more experience than you. I want her in my theater.
Lulu looks peeved.
At least I know where I stand.
Water runs from a tap, and the two ends of a stethoscope dangle above it. Leaning over a basin, Lulu takes deep breaths with her eyes closed. She looks up at her reflection in a mirror and checks her appearance, steeling herself. Gripping the stethoscope that's around her neck, she takes another deep breath before turning off the tap, leaving it dripping steadily. Susie.
You just don't get it, Dad. Not everything's about money.
The drug they gave you almost killed you.
Please, can't you just forget all that?
They were negligent.
No.
The damages from this could set you up for life.
You're not listening to me. I don't want to make any money out of this.
Your daughter should be resting.
This is exactly why I didn't want him to know.
Why don't we talk about this when you're feeling better? You might be thinking more clearly then.
I've made up my mind. I'm not suing anyone.
Sasha taps on the door and mimes rocking a baby to Lulu.
And you two need to go home and sort this out on your own time.
With an exasperated sigh, Nick walks out.
Thanks for your help.
Greg sitting at a computer.
Did you book a new theatre slot for Keith Reed?
Yes, Mother. You don't have to keep checking up on me.
I'm just trying to help you here, Greg.
I didn't realise I needed help.
Maybe that's the problem.
Are you always this self-righteous? Or do you need to work on it?
Maybe being around difficult people brings out the worst in me.
Greg turns back to the computer.
Look, Greg, it would make life easier for everybody if you just talked to somebody about this.
There's nothing to talk about.
I heard what Andy said to you on the roof. I know what happened. It's not nothing.
Standing up, Greg fixes Sahira with an intimidating stare.
Bring this up once more, and you'll regret it.
A concerned frown creases Sahira's forehead as Greg storms off. He stands brooding as he waits for the lift. Chris is in the lift, and she and Greg share a smile as he steps in beside her.
You going down?
I like that. No foreplay, straight to the point.
I've been up all night with a teething baby, Greg. Really not in the mood.
Or we could just cuddle and talk.
Sounds divine, but I might have to run it past Dan. Remember Dan? My boyfriend, your best mate? Yeah, that's what I thought. Why don't you press your own buttons?
The lift doors close on Greg's thwarted half-smile. Carrying a clutch of patient notes, Malik looks around Keller, then spots Chantel.
Mrs. Tate been moved already?
No. The site warder admitted her this afternoon.
So where is she?
She's gone out for a picnic.
A what?
I thought it'd be good if she and Elizabeth spent some time together, somewhere nice, away from here, before she's moved.
With rainbows and unicorns, you right?
No, just in the garden.
This is a hospital and you are a nurse, not a party planner.
I organised everything on my break and I'm covering for Elizabeth while she's gone.
Well, that's okay then. A patient with mental health issues wandering around the hospital grounds on her own, what could possibly go wrong?
Chantel finds Simone pacing up and down beside Elizabeth, who's doubled over.
What happened?
I had to do it.
Elizabeth, you all right?
No.
Let me take your pulse.
To protect myself.
What did you do?
She was gonna hurt me.
Mrs. Tate, what exactly did you do?
She poisoned me, so I poisoned her.
How did you poison her?
In her drink.
With what? What did you use to do it?
Simone shows her some pills in her palm.
Elizabeth, I'm going to need to get you inside.
No!
Now Chantel's pushing Elizabeth on a gurney into Keller.
What's going on?
She was vomiting and dizzy.
What did she take?
Risperidone. 1 milligram tablet.
How many?
I don't know.
Right, IV first. You can check her for hypertension and tachycardia. She could be at risk of fitting. Elizabeth, are you feeling any pain? Stomach cramps? Joint stiffness? Can you see me clearly?
Yes.
That's good. You're doing great, Elizabeth.
My mother.
Where's Mrs. Tate?
Where is she?
She was with me just a few minutes ago.
Nick lights a cigarette and exhales slowly with a shake of his head.
All I was trying to do was help.
My girl never wanted to be with me.
The day Susie was born, my brother said, at last, a woman who'll break your heart.
She went away for 6 years, never came home. Hates her mother.
I don't think they hate us, they just don't give us a thought.
My baby girl hurt me. That's why I did it. She tried to burn me in a fire, and then she tried to poison me. I had no choice.
You okay, love? Is there anyone here with you?
The nice nurse is coming for me.
Because, I can take you inside, if you'd like.
No! The nurse is coming.
A nurse almost OD'd. A patient went missing, and not just any patient, a patient who's psychotic and hasn't been taking their medication. And it's not even 2 o'clock?
I had no idea that her illness was going to make her do this.
Come again?
The schizophrenia.
What, you really think is that simple? If a patient comes in with abdominal problems, would you whip out their appendix without doing any tests?
I was only trying to help.
Please stop helping, yeah?
I'll find Mrs. Tate.
See, there. You're doing it again. That's what got us into this mess. You're interfering. When you're on my ward, you're a nurse. You're not a social worker, you're not a friend. You don't run errands for patients, you don't organise picnics. You just do your job. You understand me?
She nods.
Mrs. Tate is now the responsibility of the mental health team. They are dealing with it, so you stay out of it. That clear?
Yes.
I hope so. Now go and check on Nurse Tate. And pray Mr. Hansen doesn't get wind of this.
Sahira's looking through a file when Greg returns to the nurse's station on Darwin. They ignore each other, and Greg sits down at a computer to check his email.
Do you know about this?
About what?
Occupational health want to see me. Something about the incident on the roof?
Well, I'm sure it's just routine. Probably want to check you're okay.
I've explained everything to them already. They can forget about it.
I don't think it's optional.
What are they going to do, fire me? We're all out of here in a few weeks anyway.
Yes, but you will be needing a reference.
As Greg heads along a corridor past smart offices, he spots Elliot up ahead, engrossed in a piece of green paper he's holding.
Mr. Rage?
Mr. Douglas, what are you doing up here amongst the gods?
An appointment with Occupational Health. They're concerned about my emotional state of mind. A bit late for that. Where did all these new departments spring from?
It's called progress.
So what brings you up here?
He hides the paper behind his back.
I've got out on the wrong floor. Well, I'd better head back down amongst the mere mortals.
In AAU, Eddie spots a bunch of grapes almost stripped bare. She can't resist pilfering one of the few remaining grapes and popping it in her mouth. An alarm sends her and Lulu hurrying into the recovery room.
Pulse rate's 105, oxygen levels are down.
110 over 70.
Mr. Levy said to call if we needed him.
You stay here, I'll get him.
Leaving Eddie with Susie, Lulu looks up Sasha's number on a list and is about to make a phone call when she changes her mind. She replaces the receiver and walks away.
Not much to tell. Patient went up on the roof, threatened to jump, I talked him down. Just another crazy day at Holby. No, it wasn't difficult. I just told him, in my medical opinion, that if he jumped, there was a very good chance he'd get hurt. I think what he did was very selfish. He didn't give any consideration to the consequences of his actions. Because of him, we're not allowed to sunbathe on the roof anymore. What exactly is occupational health?
Mr. Spence, I need your advice. I'm worried about one of my patients. We performed a small bowel resection on her earlier today, but her condition seems to have deteriorated.
Why are you asking me? That's Mr. Levy's patient.
My mentor seems to have disappeared.
Call him.
I did. He's not answering his phone.
All right, what are her vitals?
Pulse 105, BP 110 over 70, and her oxygen levels are down.
Is she in any pain?
Doesn't seem to be.
All right, well then do half-hourly obs and just watch out for post-operative shock.
I appreciate this. And I'm sorry if I was spiky earlier. It's been one of those days.
It's all right, it happens. Look, if her BP drops below 90, just call me. I'll come down.
Thank you.
I really don't think this is necessary. I mean, we Irish, we have a great coping mechanism. It's called repress and fester. No, it's not relevant. In fact, it's not even true. I knew Andy years ago. In school. But we certainly weren't friends. It's not having any impact on my work. I turn up, I do my job, there's no problem. Which colleague said they were worried about me? Do you know what? You don't even need to answer that. I'm done here.
BP's still 100 over 65. Oh, no, actually, it's dropping slightly. Do you want me to try Mr. Levy again?
That's okay. I can take it from here.
Eddie leaves Lulu with Susie.
How are you feeling?
This is funny.
It's to be expected.
Something wrong?
No, everything's okay.
Susie's BP is still dropping.
Let me just check something.
Lulu silences the machine.
There. How's that?
I really don't feel well.
Lulu's eyes focus on the monitor's display screen as Susie's BP drops steadily. Susie's eyes have closed. When Susie's blood pressure falls to 89 over 63, Lulu switches the alarm back on.
We need to call Mr. Spence.
Susie's head lolls to one side.
Susie? Susie, can you hear me? What happened?
BP just crashed.
She's arresting.
Get the crash trolley.
Greg strides through Darwin.
Where's Miss Shaw?
Oh, sorry.
Through a window, he sees that Keith's bed is empty, and realization dawns on him. Sahira's operating.
3/4 flow. Heart's weaker than we thought. Let's give it one last try.
What's happening?
He arrested on the ward. We revived him, brought him straight in, but we're having trouble getting him off bypass.
Maximum monotropes?
Maximum everything. Let's go again, very gradually.
Keith's flatlining.
Okay, that's it.
What about the balloon pump?
For that, we need output.
We should at least give it a go.
Greg.
We're going to need one-to-one balloon pump.
Greg, there's no output.
Have internal pilot standing by.
It's not going to work, Greg. I'm calling it.
Greg turns away, whipping off his mask and gloves.
Time of death, 1456.
Sahira comes out of theatre to find Greg in the corridor.
I could have been there to help him. Instead of being stuck up in therapy hell because of some stunt you pulled.
You saw his heart. There's nothing anyone could have done.
That's not the point. If you have issues with me, then say it to my face. Don't go running to OH.
I have been trying, but you won't listen.
Well, I'm all ears now.
For the last few weeks, it's like you've been on a mission to self-destruct, and we're all in the crossfire. You've got to be honest and admit that you have a problem.
Well, seeing as we're being honest, maybe you can explain how you saved your own job while putting the rest of us out in the street.
That is not true, and you don't even know the full story.
Oh, I think I get the gist.
Greg, I'm only trying to help you as a friend.
Are you? From where I'm standing, it's starting to look an awful lot like jealousy. If you wanted to shag me, all you had to do was ask.
Sahira's slapped his face. Lulu's performing CPR on Susie.
What's going on?
You need to move back.
Well, what's wrong with her?
She's had a cardiac arrest. Please, Mr. Horton.
All right.
Clear.
Nick starts filming on his mobile.
You can't film in here.
I need proof of what my daughter's
doing. Get him out!
Lulu gives Susie another blast with the paddles while Eddie squeezes the back of a resuscitator. Michael rushes in.
Give it to me. Clear.
A weak heartbeat.
Give me 2 units of blood from the fridge.
BP rising, back to 60 over 45.
Okay, I think we have an internal bleed. We have to get her to theater. Now.
Lulu breathes a huge sigh of relief. Audrey waits nervously for news of her husband, and Greg hesitates before approaching her. Chantelle's at Elizabeth's bedside.
Your pulse is normal. That's good. We'll have to keep you on fluids. Why am I telling you this? You already know all about it.
Have you found my mother yet?
Psych ward are looking for her. I'm sure it won't be long.
So she's still out there wandering around on her own?
She can't have gone far.
This is all your fault. You persuaded me to go out there. I didn't want to go.
I just thought it'd be nice. For both of you, if it was my mom.
My mother is not like yours. She's sick. She's different from everybody else. She needs care. She's out there on her own.
Yes, it's Nurse Lane. From Keller. I'm holding for the psychiatric department. Okay, thank you.
Chantelle looks out of a window.
What's the matter with you? I nearly ran you over. Look at your eyes. See where you're going.
Simone hurries away from an angry motorist.
Keith's heart was so weak, it couldn't function on its own. I'm really sorry.
This was supposed to be a wake-up call for him. Make him grow up a bit, not kill him.
I'm sure if he realised how serious it was.
He knew. He just chose to ignore it.
You'll be able to see him soon.
Typical Keith. Clearing off and leaving me to sort out the mess.
I'm sure he didn't expect it to happen.
He didn't care. He just did what suited himself.
Well, that's not true. Sometimes when you have a problem, it's easier to ignore it. because the prospect of dealing with it is just too difficult.
All he had to do was ask for help. I'd have done anything for him. Stupid man.
The reason Keith's operation was delayed this morning, it was my fault.
Would it have made a difference?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
Susie's in theatre.
Suction. No, I can't locate the bleed. Packs. No, still too much blood. More suction. Yep, there it is. In the mesenteric vessel. Clips. 4-0-proline. You fancy tying it up? Come on, you wanted me to mentor you.
Lulu expertly handles the suture needle and thread with forceps. A hand cuts the thread with scissors and takes the forceps from her. Then Lulu ties off the suture.
Cut. Good job. Removing the clips. And we have circulation. Well done. Seeing as you're so handy with that needle, why don't you close up the outer tissue?
What happened?
Well, you just missed the main event.
Sorry, I had to look in on Daniel. Is she okay?
She is now, but half an hour ago she was in post-operative shock.
Well, I told everyone where I was going. I said to call me.
Well, it would help if you left your phone on.
Well, of course I left it on.
Dr. Hutchison tried ringing you. She couldn't get through.
Sasha gives her a quizzical look.
I called you, and it rang out.
My phone was on the whole time.
Lucky for you, she had the foresight to call for help.
Sorting through some post at his desk, Elliot opens a handwritten envelope. It's a thank you card from a former patient. Elliot smiles as he reads it, then removes the lid of a large cardboard storage box that's almost full of similar cards. He adds this latest one to the top of the pile. A thought seems to occur to him. He puts down the box, then reaches for a waste paper basket, rooting in it to retrieve a crumpled piece of green paper.
You said you were coming back. I was waiting for you.
It's okay, Mrs. Tate. I'm here.
No, we need to leave. We have to go now.
Let's just sit down for a minute.
No! I can't. They're coming for me. I have to get away.
We can't leave yet. Not till it's safe to go. Sit next to me. We'll wait together.
Simone looks around her warily, then perches beside Chantel on a bench.
My first day working here was a bit of a disaster. I turned up late. I was really nervous. And everything I did seemed to be wrong. I just felt like packing it all in and running away. And during my break, I came out here, sat on this bench, just to get away from it all. It was really sunny. And the birds were singing. So peaceful. And I knew. I just knew. I'm gonna like it. This is a good place, Mrs. Tate. These nurses are gonna take you to your new ward.
No, I wanna stay with you.
It's okay, Mrs. Tate. They'll look after you.
Two nurses in white uniforms approach. Simone gives a small accepting smile, then stands and goes with them. In Hansen's office.
I hope you understand it's not easy for me coming to you like this, Mr. Hansen. I know we haven't always seen eye to eye on everything, but I hope that in the time that we have worked together, that I've demonstrated that I am a professional surgeon. Look, Henrik, you know St. James's asked me to do admin. But I am a surgeon. That's what I'm good at. It's probably the only thing I'm really good at. So that's what I should be doing, not admin. And I was hoping there was something you could do.
Hansen stares at him stonily.
There isn't, is there?
Why don't you sit down?
Your mother's been seen by a psychiatrist. They're sending a nurse over to collect her meds, and I've prepared her notes. Anything else you need to know, just ask. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have interfered.
No. You shouldn't have.
It comes from the Latin aqua vitae, water of life, of course. I have an uncle who insists on sending me a bottle every Christmas.
It's gone.
Sip it.
Elliot chokes on his drink.
Aren't you joining me?
I don't like it. Now, I would call St. James's if I believed it would make any difference, but these are straightened times for everyone.
So is Darwin just the beginning?
I hope not, but sometimes you have to take a limb to save the patient.
Can this patient be saved?
If Holby gets Foundation Trust status, the prognosis is good. Otherwise...
Elliot downs the rest of his glass, then, grimacing, holds it out for a top-up. Sahira's putting on her jacket with her back to a locker room door. She turns to see Greg step into the room, bearing a remorseful expression.
Any chance I could take back what I said earlier?
Which bit exactly?
Why don't we start at 8 this morning and just wipe this slate clean?
Well, it's that kind of attitude that got us into this mess.
So here, I'm trying here. And they do say acceptance is the first step towards recovery.
I'm impressed.
That's something I learned in OH.
See you tomorrow.
Lift doors open to reveal an exhausted-looking Chantel staring at the floor. She lifts her eyes to see Hansen standing alone in the lift. He tilts his head almost imperceptibly to one side, and she steps in beside him.
I had a call about you today, Nurse Lane. From the mental health department. Applauding your endeavours with Mrs. Tate. They wanted me to know how professional you'd been. Commendable. Who knew you hadn't created the fiasco?
Michael to Sasha.
So that was a lucky escape at theatre today. If it wasn't for Dr. Hutchison's quick thinking, my patient would be checking into the morgue. You know, why don't you show a little appreciation, let her scrub in on my VDE?
I've already told Dr. Pashenko she's doing it.
Your department, your call. But if you want my advice, someone saves your ass. Show a little gratitude.
I know you don't agree with what I'm doing.
I just think they should have taken better care of you.
They did.
That drug almost killed you.
No. It saved my life. When I was shot, lying there on that road, I was so scared that I would die. And then they came. They risked their lives to get me. They gave me Factor 7A. And it stopped the bleeding. I can't sue them for that.
Okay.
So father is a pain in the ass.
He was just looking out for his daughter, making sure no one took advantage of her.
Men like him just want money.
I think he's right. If you don't stand up for yourself, people walk all over you.
OK, guys, there's been a bit of a change of plan. I've just been talking with Mr. Spence, and we both agree it's probably best if Dr. Hutchison assists on the BDE.
Why?
We both think that after last week you could do with a bit of a break from theatre. But I promise you it'll definitely be your turn next time.
I should probably go prep. Oh, I almost forgot. This is for you.
Mmm, look at that. Very impressive. Which leads to what I got for you tomorrow.
funny that she says she rang you, but you never got a call.
No, she wouldn't lie about that.
No.
Frida leaves Sasha with food for thought as he studies a perfectly sutured grape. Michael finds Lulu waiting outside Darwin Theatre.
Welcome aboard, Dr. Hutchison.
Thank you for putting in a good word for me.
Consider a reward for a fine day's work. Your needlework on Miss Horton was excellent. Anyone ever tell you you should become a surgeon?
Well, you have to admit we make a great team.
You ready?
Ready.